Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. The internet has been around for a long time now, more than 30 years, and everybody knows and pretty much relies on the benefits the internet has brought to the world. But there are also a lot of people who are nervous about the internet and the moral and spiritual threat it poses. Sometimes the folks who worry about the internet or who are constantly harping about screen addiction, they just sound prejudiced against technology or even pretentious, like they just don't like the internet because everyone else does, and they want to be a contrarian and different. Now, we Christians believe that actually there's only one thing that counts as a spiritual evil, and that's sin. And there's only one thing that counts as a spiritual threat, and that's temptation. So it might be a good idea to just stop and think about ways in which we make ourselves vulnerable to temptation by the way we use our screens. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Temptation is just an impulse to sin. And when there's a temptation you suffer from a lot, then you need to figure out how you're going to fight the temptation that leads to the sin. And really, the only way to fight temptation is to put a lot of steps between yourself and the sin you're tempted to commit. In other words, to avoid the near occasion of sin. So for instance, if someone suffers from the habitual temptation that's alcoholism, and that person has a bottle of whiskey in his house, then he's never going to beat that temptation. Because it's often going to happen that there will be a battle between his temptation and his good resolution to stay sober. But if that whiskey's in the house, then the temptation only needs to get the upper hand over his good resolution for a moment or two, and that's all it will take before he gets the glass to his lips and it's all over. But if he doesn't have any liquor in his house, then there will be a lot more steps between him and the sin. He'll have to get his keys, get in the car, pull out of the driveway, drive to the store, find the bottle, pull out the money, hand the money to the cashier, get back in the car, drive home. And the whole time, his good resolution will be struggling to get the upper hand. And if it does, he can turn around or walk out of the store or throw the bottle in the trash on his way into his house. So if you have a habitual temptation, what you want to do is put a lot of space between you and the sin you're tempted to commit, which will give your will the time to put that good resolution back in the driver's seat. But when you surround yourself with the internet, well then, there are a whole lot of sins which now need very few steps and almost no time for you to commit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the problem with our screens is that they take so many of our temptations and make it possible to gratify them almost instantly. If you struggle with anger, boom! A few seconds will take you to the news sites or Twitter accounts that feed your anger instantly. If you struggle with arrogance, boom! You can Google yourself or check responses to your latest posts or try to gain a little more attention by oversharing or over-opinionating to the world at large. If you struggle with envy, you can go follow all the people who make you depressed about yourself. If you have a gambling problem or a spending problem, you can burn money instantly. If you have a problem with laziness and procrastination, well, you can waste lots of time scrolling. And of course, if you have a lust problem, a very sizable portion of the internet is dedicated to helping you sin in that way. Now, an alcoholic who walks around with a bottle of whiskey in his pocket all day is just not going to be able to successfully fight his dominant temptation. And if you walk around with the means of instantly giving into temptation in your pocket all day, what makes you think you'll do any better? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So look, we're all tempted to sin with the internet in one way or another. Whether it's lust or anger, envy, vanity, overspending, or just the constant distraction. Which means, if you really care about overcoming sin, you gotta figure out a way to put steps between yourself and your screens. And here's where we have to get creative. Do you need to switch out your smartphone for a flip phone? We probably all need a digital detox to set time every day and week to disconnect our phone from our body. You know, your phone is not part of you, and you won't die without it. Start small and then build from there. It's amazing how conditioned we are to reach for our phone constantly. So we got to find good alternatives instead. I always have a good book at hand to turn to instead of my phone. But we got to set achievable goals. I allow myself to search for specific things on YouTube, but no scrolling. And I can search for specific information on current events that impact my personal responsibilities, or I can talk to people who have firsthand information. But news is a waste because it generally has no bearing on my areas of responsibility, and it's usually not an accurate source of truth. Now, if you tell me you need to be well informed about everything in the world to be responsible, well, you're just telling me about your addiction, because you're not responsible for everything in the world. And if you are not responsible for it and have no control over it, then why do you need to know about it? Because you're addicted. Maybe you need to delete your credit card accounts that are connected to certain sites to keep you off those sites. Now, most people think fighting temptation just means gritting your teeth, closing your eyes, and white-knuckling it as you resist an urge. But that's almost never how you fight temptation. Fighting temptation is much more interesting and involved than that. because the key is fighting temptation ahead of time. Fighting temptation means creative initiative. It means figuring out in advance how to arrange your life so that you're less likely to end up falling into sin. So how are you going to be creative in the ways to pursue temperance with screens? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We end the Lord's Prayer by saying, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But we can't pray that prayer honestly if we're deliberately putting ourselves directly in the way of temptation. The old line in the confessional says, if you're getting burned repeatedly, it's probably because you have a habit of playing with fire. The internet burns a lot of people. Figure out how it's been burning you, and then ask God's help as you figure out ways that you can stop playing with fire. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what are your thoughts with this one, Teresa?
I think I've never heard a better outline of the different ways that the internet can be problematic. Because we hear a lot about the comparison or how much it takes up your time. But I think the way it can, you're just, for the sake of your own pride, checking to see if people have commented or liked something, things like that. The anger is so true. I think we're getting to be a very angry culture because we act like there's so much to be angry about, which is true because the content is made to engage you. And the best way to engage people is to make them angry. I think of every scene in a movie where they're like, we need a distraction. So they start a fight with someone, you know, because everyone engages with that.
It's totally true. I was talking to a friend who's a really good courtroom litigator.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the best way to move a jury is fear and anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the best way to move a culture, fear and anger.
Mm-hmm. But it's so much more than just the phones are bad because they take up your time.
So much more than that.
Because a lot of good things can take up all of your time. And they're very beautiful. But there's so much more that goes into the problems of the internet. And again, it's a fine tool. But when are you using the tool and when is it using you?
When has it enslaved you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all the science is there. All the data is there that the internet drives anxiety and anger and depression.
Yeah.
So if you don't believe that science, it's plentiful. Just go look. I'll go look on the internet.
Go do more research and look at more news about it.
We are addicted, and this is the whole point. When you're addicted, you gotta find a way to remove the source of the addiction.
Yeah.
People just won't acknowledge their addiction. It's amazing. I have refused to look at any news since Ash Wednesday. And I'm amazed at how less distracted, more clear my thinking is, how if you were to ask me at any moment prior to Ash Wednesday, how are things in the world? I'd say, man, they're bad.
Yeah.
If you'd ask me now, how are things in the world? I'd say, amazingly good.
It's true.
I was reading recently a book about a person who lived in India during World War II.
Oh, wow.
And as she looked around, all of life just went on normally.
Mm-hmm.
But the more she listened to the radio, the more fearful and anxious she became because she was listening to the world news about the war. But where she was, everything was fine.
It's not about apathy. It's just about what are you actually responsible for.
You just hit it. Is there something that I am responsible for and that I can do something about? I should know that and I should do something about that. And surrender the rest to God. Because you're not responsible for it and you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. But I think it's just this whole meditation is a very good examination of conscience. Whatever you can't get rid of with your phone, you should probably start trying to get rid of. Because I waste my time. I think it's, one of the most poignant things is just how quickly you can spend money.
Oh, yeah.
Almost earlier today, I was looking at something and I clicked the wrong button and I almost accidentally, that's how easy it is, I almost accidentally bought something because I went to click something and the button overlapped with another button and that button was Apple Pay. And then I went to click away using my home button and it automatically started scanning my thumbprint, which is the last step before buying anything. It's two clicks.
Wow.
All you have to do is click a button and then click the home button on my phone and it scans my thumbprint and all of my information is filled out.
Yeah.
So within two clicks, neither one that I meant to do, it's that I had meant to click a different button and then I meant to click away from that page.
Yeah.
And it almost accidentally purchased something. That's how easy it is to spend money that you never see. You don't see the money anymore. It's just, it all just disappears so quickly. Even if you don't think you're being advertised to, everything is an advertisement. Everything is trying to buy either your time or in your money. You know, it's trying to get something from you. So that made me much more aware of that. I think that's another big goal of mine, to spend less time and less money on things that just don't matter.
The brilliance of Alcoholics Anonymous, which has the 12 steps are applicable for every addiction, will teach you that the first step is to recognize, I don't have control over this.
Yeah.
I'm powerless. It's out of control. It's unmanageable. So we have to surrender ourselves to God, turn to God and say, I can't do this. You can. You got to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to remove the addiction. We got to find ways to remove the addiction.
Yeah. I think even just having your phone farther away from you at all times. I've always got it in my pocket. It'd be nice to put it in my purse and only reach for it when I intend to. If I want to take notes, maybe get out a little notebook or something. But
I think
this idea where mentally I'm like, I have to have my phone on me at all times.
My daughter and your sister, with her work, she works on highly classified confidential things. So they can't bring a laptop or a phone into the area they're working all day. I think that's probably the best resolution we could take from this. Let's get our phones off our body and put them away.
Mm-hmm.
Put them somewhere away from our body for significant portions of the day. That's a good first step.
Yeah, and ask, if you can't do that, ask yourself why. Because even if it's communication, you should find time to do that. But people shouldn't have access to you at every minute of every hour of every single day.
That's an addiction in itself.
So we need to set time for everything, and it shouldn't just take time from us all the time.
Well said. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.